We'll get back into the top stories of the day. But let's not waste any time. Go straight to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. He is a Heisman Trophy winner. He's one of the greatest football players in the history of Texas football. The field is named after he and Earl Campbell. And he joins us this morning. Appreciate him doing it. Ricky Williams is with us. Ricky, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, listen, you're one of the greatest wrestlers in the state of California of all time, too, by the way. People don't know
decent,
that.
I was a decent wrestler.
Yeah, you weren't bad. I'll tell you what, maybe one of the better linebackers in high school football, too, as a linebacker, right?
Yeah, UCLA recruited me as a safety. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm just finding this out now?
Yeah, yeah. I went to their camp. Before we did offense, we did defense. They had me playing safety, and I just beat everybody up. So,
you sound tired. You know the baby's not here yet, right?
Not yet. No.
Okay, so you better get on the stick because you know what that's like, right?
I do.
By the way, congratulations.
Thank you.
And this is it, right? We're done.
I don't know. She might want to have another one.
What?
Yeah.
Aren't you almost 50 now?
I'm almost 50.
Wow.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, my friend, and also congratulations on this CEO. Tell us about this new company.
Yeah, it's new publicly, but it's an idea that I came up with about 4 years ago. 4 years ago. And I've been studying astrology as a hobby for about 15, 16 years. And so I've been taking classes with a teacher, and I took a class with my wife on relationship astrology. And it just blew my mind. It just blew my mind and learned so much about myself and reflecting on my past relationships and had so much clarity about, why some of them weren't great and some of them weren't. And so I just started thinking, this is information that really could be useful to a lot of people. And so I asked my teacher if he would help me develop this app, and he said, yeah. And we've been working on it in stealth mode. And about a year ago, we finished development on the app, and then we've just been making it better for the past year. And, as a team, we got together and we said, who should be the CEO? And everyone looked at me and said, since it's your vision, it should be you. And so I've been in startup school, really, learning how to not only run a business, but run a startup, which is different because there's so much uncertainty. And we're trying to literally go from zero to one, to go from an idea to something that people can actually use to improve the quality of their relationships.
Using astrology, where are we? We're in Aries right now, Ricky. Is that where we are in the calendar here, the zodiac?
Yeah, we're in Aries, yeah. We sure are.
All right. What the hell are you two talking about?
Well, no, I mean, it's mid-April.
You two, and Hogan comes over and we're in Aries together here?
Well, I'm not in Aries, but we had a birthday last night. Then I learned about Aries. But so talk about that, Ricky, what you learned that you will, what this app will do for people when they're trying to pick mates. And it sounds like you'll use astrology to help connect traits and goods and bads. And how will this work?
Well, it's actually a little bit different than what most people think. Traditional, astrology tries to describe people, and that doesn't work because it's obvious that people change, right? And if you're trying to describe someone, you're going to miss something. And so, it's one of these things where it helps you understand yourself. An example is I'm a Gemini, okay? And I started reading about Gemini. And as I was reading, it was describing things about curiosity and how for Geminis to be happy, they have to be curious. And the worst thing for a Gemini is boredom. And I was reading this after I retired in 2004, and it started to make the retirement and everything that happened around it start to make a lot of sense because I started to reframe my experience. And I realized that as a football player, I was very good, but I was bored to death because it's the same thing over and over and over again from the time I was, 13 until the time I was 34 or 27 when I retired the first time. And I realized that although the world was telling me this is what I should be doing, I look at the chart and the message the chart gives me, feels much better to me. And so what I realized is, wow, astrology can really help people understand themselves better. And then when I started to look at other people's charts, I realized, wow, astrology can help you understand the other person better. And so if when you get into a relationship, I think one of the biggest issues is you look at the other person and we don't always see the other person. We see them through a layer of our own stuff. And so in the app, the first stage is we call it self-discovery, and that the first person you have to have a relationship with is yourself. And then we go into relationship building where we help you understand yourself, and then we help you understand the people that you're in relationships with, because it's not only a romantic relationship. It's really, you know, we all have people in our lives where we would like to understand better because we care about them. And we have people that we really don't understand, and it can create issues for us.
You know,
astrology in this app can help us understand, you know, all the people in our lives, so that we're more aware when we're doing stuff together in our relationships.
That's awesome. So that means, like, if you go away to baseball and somebody is messing around with your girl while you're up in New England hitting balls over the fence, you can understand that better. Does this
exactly.
help?
Exactly. No, seriously. No. Seriously. I mean, you know, I know you had a conversation about it here.
Uh-huh.
But this is a good example. Like, you know, the person we're talking about, she's a Taurus. Okay. She's a Taurus.
Okay.
And Taurus requires stability. And I look at, you know, I look at the one she chose and I look at me, and he's much more stable. So much, much more stable. So it makes.
You are coming. You've come to that conclusion.
Well, no, that's full circle.
But
Ricky,
is full
it's
circle.
Fascinating. For what is the name of the app, and how can people get it? Also, I want to know this, because as you said it, yeah, obviously with male and female relationships or your partner, but at the same time, you know, if you're a parent, it can help you understand your kids better. I mean, I know parents, you're frustrated with your kids and what motivates them, what doesn't motivate them. You want the best for them, but this is, you know, this is for anybody in your life that you have a relationship with.
Of course. I mean, yeah, it's especially useful for parenting. So I, you know, my daughter started playing lacrosse this year, and she called me up last week, and she, you know, she told me a story how she, in her game, she got a concussion. Okay. And when I started, you know, talking to her about the situation, I used what I know about her astrologically combined with what I know about her, you know, growing up. And I was able to talk to her in a way, where she understood, she felt seen. You know, I think a lot of times as parents, we talk to our kids about what we think they should do and what we think they should be. You know, but you look at a chart, you see that you call it the universe has a different idea of what they should do and what they should be. And if we can support that idea, it's going to feel better to us, and it's going to feel better to our children.
You see, if I would have known more about you, Ricky, in when we played in that bowl game against Penn State in the Fiesta Bowl, when you had your concussion. And you kind of looked over at me and couldn't remember the plays. And I said, "You'll be fine by halftime."
See, but you know. See, here's the thing: if I talk to you about my astrology, you just would be sitting there, like nodding your head, because you know me. And so there are certain things about
it's
me
true.
that you know that I probably don't. I can't see without some kind of tool to help me see it. So. As I understand myself better, you're going to be like, of course, of course, of course, of course. And so the name of the app is Lila, Lila. And you can find out more information on our website. Our website is heylila.com, heylila.com. And yeah, it's been a ride. I love it. I enjoy it because I learn so much on a daily basis. You know, another thing about Gemini is about learning. It's about beginner's mind, and so I've had to enter this new field with the beginner's mind and learn a whole new set of skills.
I told E today, I said, when you put your mind to something, you can forget about it. You're going to go the whole distance with it. I mean, you've been that way since I've known you. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about was this. There are so many people in this city, Ricky, when I talk about you and talk about Tales from the Crypt and all those other things with you and I, people don't believe this. And I'm not prodding you or anything. People don't believe when I say Ricky Williams has never been high near me at any part of our relationship in my life, whether he was a player, whether he was an adult or whatever. I've never seen you high. Am I true? Is this true?
100% true. 100%.
And that, I mean, people will deny that. They'll say, Bucky, there's no way. All these years you've known him, he's never been high. And I always think of that as a respect thing or whatever it is, it has just never happened. And people refuse to believe that's ever happened. That it at least happened once.
I don't know if it's a respect thing or if it's that, especially when I was in Austin, I don't smoke as much as people as it seems like from the outside.
Ricky Williams is with us. Lila, L-I-L-A, is the new app, astrology app that will help with relationships and understanding those around you and understanding yourself. Ricky, are you still doing the CBD thing with the CBD company?
I am. Yep. Real Wellness. Still going strong. We're launching another cannabis brand pretty soon. Real Wellness is in the wellness space, obviously by the name, and we're launching a cannabis brand in the recreational space called Heisman, Highsma.
Nice, nice. That's great. Tell me about the golf course. You haven't been playing. Do you have time? You know, a lot of deals made on the golf course, my friend.
I've played more in the past couple of months than I played in the past several years. And it's funny, I haven't played in a long time, but the last three times I've played, I've shot better than I've ever shot before. So,
and you're still not getting frustrated when things happen. You're just as cool, as calm as can be when you're playing.
In golf, if you get frustrated, you play worse. And so, I made fun of golf. I did, but starting to play more, it really is it. Because if you get tense, you get tight, you're going to suck. You have to be relaxed and smooth and keep your head down. And if you do those simple things, the ball goes.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, how about Coach Sark? What do you know about the new head coach, University of Texas? I know you obviously spent some time at USC, and you obviously heard about him out in the California area. What have you had touched base with him at all?
Yeah, I've had a chance to talk to him. My first impression was I like him. You know, he's got that Southern California vibe. I know he had some issues out here at, mm-hmm. at USC, but I don't trust anyone that hasn't had any issues, you know, because it just means that they're just hiding them better and it means they haven't dealt with them. So, you know, I think you go into those kinds of experiences, spending some time with Coach Saban. And I think what Saban does so well is he creates a culture, and hopefully, you know, Sark has learned some things from Nick and he can, you know, bring his expertise and to Texas and help us, you know, turn this program around.
Ricky, how about
in a positive way? But I like him. I mean, yeah. I feel like he's got a little bit of a Tom vibe, but more humble.
Yeah, I could tell you liked his attitude and the way he coaches too. What about the young running back going into his sophomore year? When you see him play, when you saw him play last year, with the exception of he needed more carries, what did you think of? What do you think is the positive of what you saw from him?
The big play potential. Yeah. No doubt about that. When you got a running back like that that can take it to the house, you know, on any play, it's a weapon. It's a weapon that teams have to respect.
No question about that. Ricky Williams spending some time with us this morning. He's got a new app, astrology app. He's a tech CEO. I like that tweet you had, Ricky, where you said if you told me 10 years ago you'd be a CEO of a tech company and a professional astrologer, you would have laughed. But as you said, you're just smiling a lot.
Well, it's funny. The big reason I would have laughed is because I didn't believe that I had what it took to do either of those things. And so, you know, because 10 years ago was, you know, right when I retired. And so, you know, this thing of coming out of the NFL and, you know, being an expert football player, but being, you know, pretty much a novice at everything else, I wasn't sure what my future held. I wasn't sure if I was going to stay in broadcasting or if I was going to, you know, stay in coaching. But to do something that's so different, again, I didn't believe in myself enough. But luckily, eventually I did, and here I am.
You know, will you have some time to come back to Austin during the football season a little bit, even with the new job?
Of course. I mean, the kids are there, so I better.
That's right. Thank you very much. You're at the, wait a minute. Is AJ going to be Godfather? Do you foresee?
Of course. Of course.
that is so awesome. That is so awesome. It really is. Well, we need you to get back here. And I appreciate you getting up early this morning. And it's always a pleasure to talk with you. I haven't seen you. Do you realize I've not met your new wife? And I've not. You have not met my new wife at all.
Oh, yeah. We gotta change that.
Yeah, we do. And I need you to come here and play around with me. Get out there and play around because I enjoy playing golf with you. No matter where you hit it, no matter what, you always have a smile on your face, and it's always the next shot matters with you. It really, really is, man. And once again, thank you, man. Will you be doing any games back here this year? Are you done with broadcasting?
I might be doing the first game.
Okay.
We were talking about it. Yeah.
Okay.
Ricky, give us one more time for the app and the company and how people can learn more about that.
Yeah. So the name of the app is Lila, which is a Sanskrit word that means divine play. Because when you get into a relationship, you realize, wow, there's something bigger going on here. And you can check us out at heylila.com.
Hey, Lila, LILA.com. Ricky, thanks so much. Appreciate the time, and we'll chat again closer to football season.
All right, man. I miss you, and stay safe.
All right, you guys take care.
All right, there's Ricky Williams. Thought-provoking, as always. Hey, I mean, we had texters saying, why are you guys talking about astrology? It might as well be talking about voodoo. And I know some people don't believe. And I'm a novice to it. But, you know, if you do go read some of the information out on your sign and other signs of people in your family, you'll find some correlation. You really will of their personality traits and what makes them tick. And I don't want to say it's 100%. I mean, that'd be silly. But there are signs. So he believes it, and he's taken the classes. And I find that interesting that he said, you know, he was bored with football. And I think there's a fair point that Ricky, you've known him for his whole life, essentially. Mm-hmm. But he's an ultimately curious person, right? He wants new information and always seeking that next thing. And gosh, so he's bored with football, so he retired and went and, you know, hiked the Himalayas and with Sherpas and meeting people and doing his thing. And then he came back and finished his football career. But, you know, when he got out of football, Buck, he did broadcasting. He's done football coaching. He's done, you know, the CBD thing, a little bit of everything. And it does sound like, at least in this conversation, at 43 years old, he sounds as certain as he's been that this is
what he's... Oh, no, but there'll be other things. His journey is, believe me, he got about 8 more journeys in his life. I mean, like legitimate journeys that he'll take and pass it that he'll go down. That's just what he does.
You see how mature he was there when you asked him about Major Applewhite and his former girlfriend and that whole story? And he said, no, we just were a bad match. She needed stability.
You know, I could have told him that 30 years ago that it was a bad... He didn't have to wait till now to tell me it was a bad match. And he didn't need an app to tell me that was not a good match.
Well, now he understands
I was
why.
There. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I could have told him that, too. I could have given him all those same hints that he had to go to an app to find out why that happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't that hard. Well, some things just aren't that hard.
Sometimes such stubborn people have to learn for themselves.
Okay, you know so we mean? Did we get this out of the way that he's never been high around me?
Yes. Check mark in your box. I never disagreed with you.
I know you didn't. But there's so many people that said there's no chance in the world that he, all these years you've known him, that you have not seen him in that way. Would you believe that, Zay, out of all these years I've known him, 30-some years or whatever, that he's never been in that? Maybe the situation didn't arise, but you would think the situation arose a couple times. I mean, really.
Yeah, I still don't believe him, but that's cool.
See, why? I don't get that.
Now, you've been around him when you were drunk, right?
Well, yeah.
Back in the day.
But he didn't know.
He didn't know.
Once again.
I was around you, and you were very functional.
Yes, there's a lot of functioning alcoholics all over the place.
Yeah. All right, so
you're gonna get that app,
Lila. I'll get into some astrology. I mean, I'm reading some of this info, and you know, it's funny if you just go and look at what's this website I'm looking at. I mean, I would say that the signs of my children, this website describes them pretty well, like kind of what makes them tick. Not that that's again, that's not 100%, but you know, they're, as he said, the more you know about those things, the more maybe you can help them attack life and attack their problems.
Do you
better.
Need me to get the paper, the metro section in the back, and I can show you what it says for cancer and all that stuff?
No, I don't read that.
You
the daily thing?
You don't want the daily one?
No.
You don't want that?
No, like, I'm not reading the traits of the overall sign of the zodiac. Like, what are the common traits of the people in that realm?
Yeah, I just never got so realms. Deep into that one. I like numbers. I'm into...
I like talking to Ricky. Ricky and I could, you know... Remember when he and Casey and I did that show out at the Moon Tower, man?
My
we used
God.
To have some tales. Big Casey, Ricky, talking football, astrology, hiking, fishing. God, those two together.
You know me, I just look at him and go, my head just goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Now my son will be the godfather of all his kids.
AJ is the godfather of all of them?
All of them.
That's awesome. AJ is
Did he just say he may not be done either?
Well, he said she may not be done.
Oh.
He's only 43. We've got him at 50.
Only?
Well, you got him at 50. He's barely 40. Still young yet.
To have kids when I was 43, where you're still... I don't think so. I think I put the stopper on that thing by then.
There's, I'm reading the at the My Leela, what do you call it, Leela?
Leela.
My Leela app on Twitter is My Leela app APP on Twitter. It says a little app with big dreams being built by an all-woman team. There you go.
What?
Yeah. Ricky Williams, the CEO.
His teacher is
a female.
Oh, his teacher's a female. Okay.
You mean the astrology
everybody
experts.
That works in his...
He's the CEO.
So everybody that works for the firm is a female?
That's what it says here, except for Ricky.
Oh. That's PG.
You can explore for yourself. All right, we'll come back. We'll explore the NFL draft and why Kyle Pitts is the buzz name as we are now 2 weeks to the first round. A lot of chatter about the Florida receiver slash tight end slash super freak. Also, a couple of quarterbacks going to have second pro days to try to impress those out there. We'll get to that, plus the other top stories of a busy Tuesday morning.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Remember, it's a Whataburger Take a Ticket Tuesday. Get registered. We're giving away Texas baseball tickets each Tuesday. You go to our contest page at hornfm.com. Sign up, and you could be at a Longhorn baseball game here in the future. Longhorns do play tonight. Nevada, Wolfpack for two. Texas ripping the cover off the ball these days. They've won eight straight, the number three in the country, but toughest series to come. Still a lot to do for this Longhorn team. It's part of the reason that... Because when you look at the Big 12 standings, Buck, the teams they've played their first four series against are in the middle to the bottom of the Big 12. Part of that is that Texas has beaten those teams in these series, including a couple of sweeps. But fair to say the toughest schedule for the Longhorns to come, with series next weekend against Oklahoma State, then a big Texas Tech series in Lubbock. Actually, here, the Texas Tech series is here for three, and then a huge series in Fort Worth in early May against the TCU Horned Frogs. So, a lot of good
text messages just came in. He says, Ricky having another baby? Damn!
Yeah. Well, she's pregnant, right?
And yes. Oh, no.
His new wife?
Oh, yeah.
So, after an astrology conversation with our man Ricky Williams... He's now got an app that he's the CEO of a tech company now, of an app that helps people learn about themselves and people that they have relationships with through their zodiac sign. I went to your zodiac sign. You are a Cancer.
Yes.
Your birthday is in late June.
Mm-hmm.
See if this describes you at all. By the way, it says your greatest overall compatibility is with a Capricorn. That's what it says here. But it says strengths of a Cancer: tenacious, highly imaginative, loyal, emotional, sympathetic, and persuasive.
All of the above. Emotional is the key word for Cancers.
Weakness, moody. I'd say
thank you very much.
A little bit moody.
Yep.
Your wife might agree. Pessimistic, suspicious.
Thank you very much.
Insecure.
You know, I don't believe that's true.
Okay.
That's one of the ones that I don't buy into. The other ones so far sound very good.
Cancer dislikes strangers. Any criticism of mother and revealing.
Don't say anything about my mom.
Life.
Don't get up in there.
And a man who is a Cancer typically is information and insights. I like that. Highly imaginative. That's you, man. You're a poet. How about this? Cancer likes art, which you like art,
mm-hmm.
Music, poems.
Poems.
You like home based hobbies.
Yes, I do. Gardening naked.
Projects around the house.
That's me.
You like to relax near or in water.
I do. Well, not in water. I'm not digging in it all that much anymore. But I like to be around water, yes. I love looking at water.
You love helping loved ones, which is absolutely a character trait of yours that I've learned over 20 years.
I love the moon.
And you love a good meal with friends.
Yeah, and I love the moon.
Yeah, you've got the moon as a phrase. But the dislikes for you are strangers, any criticism of mom, and revealing personal life.
Unless I want you to know my personal life. I don't like people reveal. Yeah. I'm pretty good at revealing
like
a bunch of stuff. No, leave that.
Zay, what's your sign?
I think I'm Aquarius.
When's your birthday?
February 3rd.
You are Capricorn, December to January, Pisces.
There it is.
Where?
Is he a Pisces?
Yo, you're an Aquarius. There you go. Does this sound like you at all? Progressive, original, independent, humanitarian?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Weaknesses.
Check all those boxes.
How about weaknesses for you, Zay? Runs from emotional expression, temperamental, uncompromising, and at times, aloof.
Oh, at times. Aloof? At times. That doesn't, you don't come on. Well, okay.
Aquarius likes fun with friends, helping others, fighting for their cause, intellectual conversations, and our Aquarius are good listeners, it says.
What's yours, E? Where are you getting there? You're Aquarius, right?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
I am December 6th.
Sagittarius.
In the middle of the Sagittarius. Strengths are generous, idealistic, great sense of humor. Weaknesses, promises more they can deliver.
That's what she said.
Very impatient. Will say anything no matter how undiplomatic. Yeah, kind of unfiltered. And then Sagittarius likes freedom, travel, philosophy, being outdoors.
You like to travel. You like to be outdoors.
Sagittarius dislikes clingy people, being constrained, off-the-wall theories, and details.
You do not like clingy people around you.
That is true. All right, so there we go. We're learning some astrology today. Thank you to Ricky Williams.
I'm going to pass on all that astrology stuff. Thank you, Ricky.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah, April 13th, the lazy day. You better not be too lazy because your car needs to be inspected by tomorrow. All you folks out there that haven't had your car inspected, the freebies are over with of tomorrow.
What does that mean?
That means, you know, you've had up to a year. They kept letting all this stuff go with having to register your car, you know, when you got to get it inspected and everything else.
Except for the COVIDs?
Because of the COVIDs. But guess what? It ends tomorrow. There's going to be, what do we call those things when the cops are everywhere?
Fundraisers.
Fundraiser City tomorrow. It's fundraisers everywhere if you don't get that done by the end of tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day. That thing just jumped on me. I'm like, wait a minute. Shouldn't we be talking about that in my newspapers or on TV or something? No.
They don't like to announce when the fundraisers begin.
I know they don't. They don't want you to know where they're going to be fundraising, but they're going to be looking. And I got two rides that need to be changed there,
Double dippers?
I got the old, you know, Doo-Doo Brown.
Doo-Doo Brown. Oh, that truck? That may not pass.
No, Doo-Doo Brown is going to pass.
I think it's 1986.
Doo-Doo Brown passes. And somebody who knows more about it, that thing should be under a classic right now, I believe. Over 30 years old, right? I mean, why am I going to...
What year is that Silverado with the longest long bed I've ever seen?
1988, still kicking it strong.
That's a big old mule. Okay, so get your cars inspected.
Yeah, please get your car inspected.
Don't be lazy. Don't procrastinate.
So when they pull you over...
You'll know why they pulled you over.
And say, what's up, Zay, at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, when you're driving to work.
When you're going through
their red light sticker at 3 in the morning?
No. Those guys, I don't know, those guys and those gals... I don't know how they do it, but when they go past you 60 miles an hour and they make that U-turn at you and say, well, I saw yours. I'm like, how the hell did you see this sticker? How is it possible that you're going that fast?
It's just those motorcycle cops and they sit where you're sitting in traffic and you're sitting idle.
I saw a dude, a guy turn, and he was flying by me. I was flying by. He goes, yeah, your sticker. I'm like, dude, how'd you see the sticker?
You didn't see my sticker.
That's what I wanted to say to him. You didn't see that.
All right,
you saw me.
Can I mention something from the NFL draft?
Okay.
While we're on astrology and inspection stickers, which are both very, very important things. But so the NFL draft, we talked to Brian Broaddus last hour, and it didn't sound like he backed off the Kyle Pitts debate.
No, he did not.
He made a case for Kyle Pitts. You know, we've said
why?
The Cowboys have to go defense. Well, I thought revealing from Brian, because Brian Broaddus, former scout, he breaks all this tape. He does his own draft board. This is not just throwing darts. I mean, Brian watches these players, and the thing he said about Kyle Pitts is, you know, the Cowboys are sitting at 10, and they're likely to draft defense, but he said all the corners that the Cowboys are looking at the 10th pick, he has a film of them trying to cover Kyle Pitts, and they can't. So his theory, he's like, well, if you're calling him a tight end, but the best corners in this draft can't cover him. What does that tell you about how talented this young guy can be that quit calling him a tight end, just call him a freak and put him anywhere? Here comes Kyle Pitts that now a lot of these draft insiders believe will be the first player drafted not a quarterback, okay? Not a quarterback. So let me play this out for you and see if you like this scenario, because I don't think he'll be there. If that's the case,
No. He's
not going to be there when the Cowboys draft.
No, he wouldn't be.
He wouldn't be there. The Cowboys will be able to take the best defensive player available, which I think Cowboy fans would be happy with. So his number one is Trevor Lawrence, right? Jacksonville takes Trevor Lawrence. The newly married Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
Two Jets. They're taking Zach Wilson,
yes.
BYU. Three, the 49ers.
They're taking one of the quarterbacks.
Could be Mac Jones, but remember, Justin Fields is having a second pro day tomorrow in Columbus so that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch can be on hand. They missed the first one because they were in Alabama watching Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Lance is having a second pro day, the quarterback from North Dakota State, next Monday for the same reason. And according to Tom Pelissero of ESPN, they're going to make some throws that are common in the San Francisco offense, Kyle Shanahan's offense, that they specifically want to see what they look like, and that kind of stuff. So that's happening.
Okay.
But you're right. They're taking a quarterback. The fourth pick belongs to Atlanta. Now, here's where in mock drafts you're starting to see Kyle Pitts drafted. But in Mel Kiper's latest mock draft, he actually has the Miami Dolphins, who have the sixth pick, trading to four to draft Kyle Pitts, the tight end slash receiver out of Florida. Because they have so many picks.
Mm-hmm.
You have a freakish type weapon that you could take to give Tua Tagovailoa a go-to wide receiver. Remember, the Dolphins also have another number one pick in this draft.
Later they may come back and get the running back.
That they could take another weapon, they get a receiver, they get somebody else that can help this team, the building blocks of a good offense in Miami. But, I mean, if Kyle Pitts is indeed, you know, the generational offensive talent of this draft. Like last year, Chase Young was the generational pass rusher, right? Like, I mean, and you saw Chase Young in year one.
Yeah, and he was everything.
Freak.
He lived up to it, yes.
And that's what, like, the folks at Ohio State said that he's, that, you know, the Boses both win the top five and are both really good, and he's better than them.
Yes.
So the thought was, yeah, let's go ahead and take the generational pass rusher.
I'm not buying this on Pitts, though. I'm just not.
That's the word on Pitts, that he's, okay, he's 6'5". He ran a 4.4. He's got a wingspan like a left tackle. He jumps over people. You can't cover him with a corner. You can't cover him with any. A linebacker can't keep up with him. And when I watch his tape, you know what he reminds me of? That when we saw Lil Jordan Humphrey at Texas, if Lil Jordan was bigger and faster is what he does. Remember how productive Lil Jordan was at Texas? Because he was a matchup problem. But then we turned out that Lil Jordan was only 6'2", and he wasn't real fast.
Right.
This dude's 6'5".
He
plays his size and is 4.4. So he can run by your corners. He certainly runs by your linebackers or safeties as you're trying to cover him with.
They got enough weapons in Dallas, though.
No, not Dallas. Miami.
Miami. Yes.
And here would be
He won't be at Dallas.
And here would be the theory of the Falcons, if Mel Kiper's draft analysis picks are accurate. Because does Atlanta want the quarterback of the future in Justin Fields or Trey Lance to replace Matt Ryan?
Somebody's got to take that offensive tackle.
Well, think about it. If they traded to six, okay, Cincinnati has the fifth pick. You know they're not taking a quarterback.
No.
They've got Joe Burrow.
They need a tackle.
They're going to take a tackle or a wide receiver for Joe Burrow to throw
right
to. So this would be pretty smart on Atlanta's part. They could trade from 4 to 6 with Miami, who would take Kyle Pitts, and still get whichever quarterback they want. And they would acquire extra picks. That's smart drafting.
Now you're getting up into the higher, the single digits where there's a bunch of wide receivers that got to go too.
Well, but so if you're Atlanta, but Atlanta's not taking a wide receiver. Right, because they've got they got Ridley, they've got Julio Jones.
Don't worry about Julio Jones; he's another guy who's going to be hurt.
Well, that's
half
why
the year.
I think a lot of people in Atlanta think they're going to take Justin Fields, the Georgia kid.
That's what I think.
Who's get a year to marinate behind Matt Ryan?
Yes,
learn the system. But why take him at four when you can get him at six?
Yeah, he'll be available
because if Miami's the team coming up, with
unless
you,
the 49ers really do want him, that's the one I don't know about still.
Well, you'll know that because they'll draft third.
Yes.
So that would be interesting if the Falcons, if the Niners at 3 took Mac Jones, three straight quarterbacks, Atlanta trades back to 6, Miami comes up, takes Kyle Pitts, 5 Cincinnati takes either Penei Sewell or Devontae Smith or Jamar Chase, one of the wide receivers, and then at 6 Atlanta could then still take Justin Fields.
Out of all this, Brian still talked about like they would take Pitts. Why wouldn't you take him? Because they can't cut.
I don't think Pitts will be there at 10. You'd have to trade up to get
there,
Pitts.
Even if he's there, cut it out, Cowboys. Don't do that to yourself. What are you going to do? How much offense do you need? I mean, seriously.
I agree. But I think Jerry Jones and others look at that and see that this is Randy Moss meets,
no, he's not.
Meets
this
Megatron.
Is not, no. This is not. This is. There'll be another one like him in about another 2 years. Don't spend your time on. You need
I'm
to
just
stop
telling you
people.
What people who do this for a living are saying. That he is.
They need to stop doing it for a living.
He's Randy Moss, explosive, meets Megatron, meets tight end. We've not seen one like this before.
I'm going to say 2 years from now, you and I will be having this discussion about this, if I'm still around, in a lot of ways. But listen, we'll have this discussion, and you'll find out, and you'll say, he was just pretty good.
There's a lot of buzz. A lot of buzz on the kid.
No.
By the way,
he didn't like Micah Parsons either.
His tape doesn't lie. He's got production. He scored 12 touchdowns last year for Kyle Trask. He was uncoverable by the best corners and defensive players.
You just
in
said
the
there's
SEC.
Only one football. You got to give it to
Zeke.
Look,
I don't think the Cowboys have a chance to get him unless they trade way up. Because under this scenario, he goes 4, and he's the first non-quarterback drafted, which would make sense. Because guess what? Megatron, when he came out of Georgia Tech, what did he go, 2? I mean, you got a chance, and what happened with Megatron?
Foolish
Hall of Fame?
People. I don't want to hear about Fitty Burger. I don't want to hear that. No Fitty Burger.
It says get to Pitts, trade Gallup for defense. Trade Gallup for defense,
no,
baby.
Oh, man, no.
Well, if you get to Kyle Pitts, you better go ahead and trade Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup and use CeeDee Lamb and this guy Pitts. What about Zeke? Is Zeke still going to be your lead running back and fumble all the time?
Yeah, he's got his shelf life is like one more year, too. Yeah. If he doesn't get it cranked
game
up.
Last year that Tony Pollard started in his, got all the carries in his place, called it an injury.
Mm.
All right, we'll come back. We will tee up the top stories of the day for the rest of the day here on Horn, get you set for a Tuesday. Plus, I'm going to let you hear some play by play audio. Have you ever heard some really over the top bowling play by play?
No.
You'll hear it next, live, local, and digital, right here on the Horn app and on hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Oh, man, been a fun show. We played Can Bucky Name That Tune with 15 classic 70s rock and roll songs.
I did okay.
You did okay.
Yeah.
You got 10 out of 15 or 11 out of 15.
I think 11.
Not bad. And we also talked with Ricky Williams. He's got a new tech astrology app company, which was awesome. You can go back and listen to that. We'll talk more football with Ricky Williams next time we speak to him, but he's got so much in his life happening. We also spoke to Brian Broaddus of the Fan Radio up in Dallas, his conversation about the Cowboys and the 10th pick. By the way, on the way to the break, we're talking about Mel Kiper's mock draft, whatever, .0, which is out today, in which he's got the Dolphins coming up to 4 to take Kyle Pitts, the tight end slash wide receiver hybrid out of Florida. He also has the Bengals then taking Penei Sewell, right, the left tackle from Cincinnati, which would make sense. Somebody's got to protect Joe Burrow. He actually has Atlanta trading back from 4 to 6 and taking Trey Lance, the quarterback out of North Dakota State, over the hometown kid, Justin Fields, who's from the state of Georgia. So we'll see. And then how about this? Receivers go 7, 8, and 9, according to Mel Kiper, with Ja'Marr Chase and Jalen Waddle and Devontae Smith coming off the board.
Then that tells me that the New England Patriots will get to Fields somehow, some way.
And you got it right. That with the 10th pick, the Cowboys own it.
Mm-hmm.
According to Mel Kiper, the Cowboys would trade back with New England, and the Patriots would come up and take Justin Fields, quarterback, Ohio State, which would give you 5 quarterbacks in the first 10 picks, and New England would have their quarterback of the future, who's built a lot like Cam Newton, coming out of Auburn, big kid, but probably throws a little bit better than even Cam did coming out of Auburn.
Yes.
And Cam Newton is the current starting quarterback in New England, and that would make some sense. And the Cowboys could trade back. Because if that all happens, the Cowboys are sitting on the board at 10 with every defensive player on their board still available. And Kyle Pitts is gone. So trading back would not be unwise. You could add other picks, and you could still get whichever of the top corners you like. Patrick Surtain Jr., the kid Fairley.
From a couple corners then.
Yeah, and you could add to your defense. The Patriots would come up and get the quarterback that they covet, which could be Justin Fields. All right, so we'll talk a lot of draft. We've got 2 weeks plus to the draft, 16 days to the opening round. Brian Broaddus was good.
Yeah,
stuff.
He wasn't really. There's Brian's in the know. Believe me, he's not just saying stuff about the Penn State kid unless he's heard a lot about that. And I don't know, that guy is such a stud, but I don't know if you got some. I don't need my linebacker to be a diva. That's not what I want. I need my linebacker to...
Talk about Micah Parsons?
Yeah, I don't...
Well, Brian
don't,
just said immature. Like he's just not...
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't even need... I need him to be an animal. I don't need him to have any...
Well, look, I think big picture in the NFL, I think my favorite ability and favorite trait, right? They're looking for traits.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to be talented. My favorite ability is dependability. Are you dependable? Can I rely on... Reliability, dependability. And if you're immature and you're not ready mentally for it...
Right.
Then you're not going to be dependable. You're not going to be reliable. I need someone who...
Not at that level of football, you're not.
You might.
For
I
sure.
don't care if you can run 4.3 and you're 255 yeah. pounds. I need you to be reliable and dependable, especially with a top 10 pick. And if I hear the word immature...
Yeah, and he's a stud, though, man. Wow.
He is a stud.
But no, I don't need an immature linebacker. You know, I can take a little diva.
You know who's reliable and dependable? Patrick Surtain Jr., cornerback, Alabama. Father played in the NFL,
just
grew up.
Just do it and don't even hesitate.
I mean, you're going to find the flaws because that's what you do this time of year. You're looking for the weaknesses, but that dude
right.
can play. He played for Nick Saban. He started as a freshman at Alabama. He played three seasons there at high levels against the best receivers in college football. Sure, you could probably find some tape where he got beat, but that guy can play. And who's the kid they took from Alabama a year ago? Diggs, Stephon Diggs' brother.
He'll get better.
So now you got Diggs and Surtain
on the corners.
As your corners,
that's
young.
Fine.
That's reliable to me. You start with that, then draft the safety, draft some pass rush and D-line. Hey, can we play this on the way out? I wanted to play this for you before we get to Light the Tower. How about an 18-year-old bowler over the weekend, Anthony Naur? He converted the 7-10 split. Did you know that? And when you roll the first roll, get the 7-10 split during a match on Sunday. Listen to this. It'd been 30 years since a pro did this on television. 30 years, converted the 7-10 split on a live TV broadcast. Here's our call on Sunday. Anthony Naur.
7-10. Come on, man.
The 7-10 only been made on television three times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Come on, kid, do it. Goodness, the ginger assassin just dropped the 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet. Oh, man.
I was fired up for the ginger.
Dropped the mic on that one.
He called him the ginger assassin.
Love that.
Love that.
Tell me Earl Anthony didn't drop one of those. Only three in the history on TV? Wow.
Hey, have a wonderful Tuesday, Buck. Good luck with
Absolutely.
Golf and the Texas Cheaters. Tell them we said hello.
You got it.
Glad your wife's back home safely as well.
I am, too.
Now you don't have to take the dog out at 3.
No, I don't either. That's
Isaiah, great stuff. Always appreciate Isaiah Collier's work. That is the B&E program for the day. But we're not done. Light the Tower next. Live, local, and digital. Chad and Trey through the midday. RBKD this afternoon all the way to Texas baseball. Opening up a quick 2-game midweek series with the Wolfpack of Nevada. Be listening tonight. Can Ivan Melendez hit another home run? He's got 6 games in a row with a long ball. That's already a program record. Can he extend it tonight? We'll find out at 6:30. Everybody have a great Tuesday. We'll hit you on a Wednesday, live and local, 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, and digital. Thanks to everybody that tuned into the Twitch stream. Have a wonderful Tuesday.